So I am terrified of this happening to me. It's 99.7 DJX. Being made an example of on TikTok or Instagram. And I'm specifically talking about mechanics shaming customers. So I have found an algorithm, or the algorithm has found me, where it's a bunch of customer states blank. And then, you know, they've got the car up on the hydraulics. And so they like go underneath and like.
It makes it sound like.
Right. And yeah. So then, I mean, it's wildly hysterical.
Yeah.
Because it's like customer states, there's a bump, there's a pinging noise every time they turn. And then they go and they look and it's like their wheel is completely broken off the axle. And it's like, it's wild things,
can't
right?
Can't put my finger on it, but something feels off.
Right, exactly. Or customer says it is 100% the alternator. And then they like look underneath and it's like something completely different. And then there's this one influencer who is like, this one person, you know, shames these people who are saying that they know 100% this is what's wrong with my car.
Right.
And they're like, okay. And so then they go and they show a litany of other things and they're like, do I tell them the other things? Absolutely not. I just fix what they tell me to.
Okay.
So
they don't tell them the other things that are wrong? I thought you're supposed to. They're supposed to.
Listen,
here's all the things we found.
I'm sure.
This is what I think you should fix right now. This is vital.
Yes. I'm sure that there are. There are plenty of mechanics who are like that, who are good mechanics and all that stuff. But I am now in this wormhole, this world where I'm seeing all of this pop up on my TikTok and algorithm. And it's like, I don't want. So anyway, so I had this issue with my car that's been happening for a while. And it's just one of those ignore it, ignore it, ignore it, ignore it. Finally, I had some time. I'm like, well, maybe I'll address it. And it was a rattle as it.
As I break. Yes.
And so I've Googled it. I think it's like the rotors are warped, but I am terrified of saying it is 100% the rotors.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
You walk in to say it's so, stuttering when I'm breaking.
Right. That's what I do. No, that's what I do. But my whole question is, and if you're a mechanic or you know mechanics or whatever, I'd love your take on this. Would you rather a customer come in and go, hey, look, I'm not a car guy. This is my issue. It makes a wah, 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 or it goes like this.
Yeah.
I'm leaving it to you guys to kind of figure it out. Are you going, wow, that's refreshing? Or are you like, sucker?
Oh, wow. I will. They have to know a little bit about what you're experiencing that seems
or
off
do,
the reason
would you,
that you brought it in. But I'm thinking if you roll in saying, oh, I absolutely know the diagnosis, what you guys need to do, and act all sure that you know
yeah,
what's
that,
happening
that's
for
what
sure,
I was gonna
then
say.
That's probably
the alternate is,
the
would you rather
to.
Have a person come in and go, hey, this is what I believe it is. It's this and this.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to take a look at. So you know that they have maybe a little bit of car knowledge. Would you rather the person admit that, hey, I don't know much about cars. That's why I'm here. Or would you rather the person say, no, this is kind of what it is and steer you in that direction? Is it a thing where you're like, I think it's good if the customer knows a little bit about cars, so I know that they know what I'm doing is legit, or are do you
are so
do you
letting
see a
the
sucker?
Internet get in your head.
I know.
Like you should not think about this that much.
So
you're feeling a stutter when you're braking. That's what you tell them.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I told them.
And, then you're good. You're not going to be shamed.
But then I also continue to talk.
What else do you say?
I go, look, I'm not the car guy here. I don't know much about cars.
You didn't. You could have stopped at the stutter.
I was thinking.
There and be like, well, I don't know what's going on. Because then there's like, oh, he's a candidate to like tell him all the things that are wrong with this car, especially you have an advanced age kind of a car.
Right. And
right.
Of course, you know, hey, can you just check it out? Like, I know it has this, but like, I don't know.
Stop talking. I'm going to stop you right there.
Just see, that's what I do. That's what I do.
Check it out.
Right. But I also want them to tell me all the other stuff that could be wrong with it so I can say, no, that's a problem for another day.
Okay. Well, sure. They just say, well, this is the main problem. But then just give her a look-see. Let me know what else problems might be a-brewing
right.
that I might need to address. Right. If there's anything emergency level, let me know.
Yeah.
Or just tell me things are on the horizon.
Melanie checks in and says on text, my husband's a mechanic. He would rather you come in and tell him what the noise is
okay.
or what it's doing than to come in and say, hey, I know it's the whatever.
Yes.
So, yes. So, I'm kind of coming in like tail between the legs, like, hey, my car's going blah, blah, blah. Can you fix it?
Wow. Amy says, would you want someone to come in and say, I've listened to you on the radio. I know how to do your show.
We get plenty of people who do say that. Yes, exactly. Molly checks in and says, as the wife of a mechanic, you don't tell them what's wrong with
right.
the car. They will ignore you and figure it out on their own anyway.
Sure.
That is what the diagnostic fee is.
To a reputable mechanic shop. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you go and you tell them what is the odd thing out of the ordinary that's happening.
There's something about this car that isn't quite.
No,
driven a car before, and this doesn't seem to.
Listen, let me give you fewer words to say.
I see that's my problem. That's my problem.
Can you guys check it out?
I say too many words.
Yes, you can stop yourself from doing that.
Yeah,
you can rehearse these things.
My fear is though, I will see my car on one of those TikToks going. Well, customer states, car goes shudder, 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 shudder as it braking. And then they pull out like a big do not enter sign that's been wedged underneath my car that I accidentally hit one time. No, I'm sorry.
I think, again, you're putting too much headspace into these TikTok videos, instilling the fear in you to where you're going to word vomit too much. And that is how you end up on these things. If you don't roll in going, well, my assessment is we're going to need some new brakes, maybe like a new little alternator, and give me some more struts, too. I think it's
More struts.
The struts, I think, are going to need to be replaced.
You tossing out just words that you think
they're... I'm a layperson here, but when it comes to, I do have a little bit of knowledge of these things, and that's just what I'm going to say.
Well,
you do that.
They will
probably make fun of you. I just want to say it's stuttering when I'm breaking. Can you take a look at that? That's all you need to say.
No, that's what
shut your mouth.
Well, that's where...
And you go sit down and flip through a nice magazine. That's what you do.
All right. Well, thank you for the help.
Dr. Aaron says, I think there's value in collaborative approach to these things. Because they are the doctors.
They are.
In this. They're the ones that are going to go diagnose...
Yes.
You give them the symptoms, they diagnose.
Like
the illness your car has.
I gave it a rectal thermometer.
Oh, stop it.
I can't diagnose.
See, if you say rectal thermometer at the mechanic shop, they're going to put you on the TikTok. They are.
Customer states. He gave his car a rectal thermometer. All right. Good chat. Thanks.